to the station. You're tuned in to The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. And this week is the obligatory and inevitably disappointing best of show of 2015. Next week, I'm also going to drag this along and probably do it again with more of a Canadian focus. This week, we've got a broader scope. Any specials that I try and accomplish on this program maintain one commonality, I guess you can say. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Here we go. This is The Burrow, once again, on CITR 101.9 FM, and we opened things off with The Fall. They did, in fact, come out with a new record this year called Sublingual Tablet, and, you know, it's terrific, particularly the first half, and that song, Black Door, is the second track on the album, and it is it's quite incredible. Another Fall gem that I've listened to nonstop. It's 2015 and they're still, Mark is still cranking out music that makes everybody scratch their head and question their own creative merit. Anyhow, this week's episode is a best of 2015 episode of sorts. I'm going to go ahead and get my top record of the year out of the way. That's what's coming on next. Liturgy albums, the Arcwork, is what I'd probably say is my favorite release of the year. On Thrill Jockey, came out back in March or April, I believe. Also had the good fortune of being able to interview Hunter from the band, frontman of the band, back earlier this spring for this show. So if you missed that, you can go ahead and check it out in the archives. For now, this is a song called Follow off of Liturgy's latest release, The Arcwork. We'll be right back. Okay, and that was Titus Andronicus with Mystery Man off of their, I don't know, pretty irritating, to be honest, but I find it's a bit of a guilty pleasure, their new record, the two-disc Most Lamentable Tragedy, which is a 90-minute rock opera, and that's at about the time when the lonely, disgruntled gentleman is starting to discover that life is worth living. Okay, before that was Girl Band, Holding Hands with Jamie, record that came out on Rough Trade. Just recently started listening to it, but it's pretty terrific. A song called Texting an Alien. Lyrics are very good throughout that album. They're nonsensical, but they're based, at least the way I understand it, on pretty much just the way the words sound. And so it's all of these random statements that are just, dropping foods and stuff, chicken filet, things like that, that just sound using the voice as an instrument. Changing the mood for this next set, Tropic of Cancer. This is technically my best of 2015 show. This record came out in 2013, but I discovered Tropic of Cancer this year. She also released an EP this year called Stop Suffering. This, however, is from her debut record called Restless Idols, and it's a track called The Seasons Won't Change, and Neither Will You.
difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear, but today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made. As above can be stormy, in that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on.
Still listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, Canada. That last one was from Shilpa Ray, who is from Brooklyn, New York, and came out with a record this year called Last Year's Savage. And though I'm not sure it's making it onto my my prestigious, highly esteemed and highly sought after lists, year-end best of list, still holds a soft spot in my heart. That song we heard is called What a Difference a Day Makes, and it's a cover of an old track from 1934 by a Spanish cabaret singer, I believe. But that came out on an EP before her actual full-length release this year, which was the Makeup EP. So the other side of that is a cover of Lou Reed's Makeup. Shilpa Ray is also a guest, friend of the program from earlier this year, a few months back, maybe in August or so. So I'm grateful for that. And then, of course, she came and played live on air for us here at CITR. So definitely in the highlights of the year, if her record doesn't quite make my cut. Up next, a punk rock or maybe Americana rock set, starting with a couple of groups from Vancouver. This first band is, well, my favorite new band from here in Vancouver, Jerk Jails, who also played live at the station over the summer. Do not have anything released at the moment, only a couple tracks available online, but new projects in the works. They're also adding some more instrumentation, i.e. a bass guitar. So it'll be exciting to hear what they finally come out with. But we're going to kick things off with one of their tracks, Chances Are High. Some of my favorite fresh new band from Vancouver, circa 2015, here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9.
Come down to the little garden with me. Come go with me. Come go and see. Though I howl across fields and my eyes turn gray, are you still the same? Are you still the same? Carry home, I have returned through so many highways and so many tears. Let it never survive the heat of my hand, my burning hand, my sweaty hand. Your love never survived the heat of my heart, my violent heart in the dark. Carry home, I have returned through so many highways and so many tears. Carry home to where I am from. Carry to the place that I have come. Carry to the dust and flies behind me. Carry to the cracks and caves on the face of me. Oh, but I didn't change. I just tried to work. Oh, but I didn't change. I just tried to work. Come go with me, come go and see. I know I've howled across fields and my eyes turn gray. Are you still the same? Are you still the same? So carry home, I have returned through so many highways and so many tears. Yeah. Oh, but I didn't change. I just had a word. No, but I didn't change. I just had a word. And now I'm home. And I carry home. Do you still want me?
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR's DJ spinning after the bands.
Shindig Night 9 is happening this Tuesday, December 15th, featuring the Psychic Alliance, Making Strangers, and Bright Red Kite. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
One, two, three, four.
The 30th annual Blues for Christmas concert, bringing together the best of Vancouver's blues community, will be held on Sunday, December 20th at 7:30 at the Commodore Ballroom. This year's lineup features Jim Burns, David Gogo, Johnny Ferreira and the Swing Machine, Steve Kozak's West Coast All-Stars, the Bobcats, Brainchild, and more. Show proceeds go to the Drew Burns Commodore Musicians Fund, providing funding for musicians in need and those pursuing future music studies. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.ca.
Breaks through the wall, tin roof. jail and as it breaks through the wall, a tin roll comes out of die. Headache in a pleasant light, white fright's digging my grave. The porcelain wants me up. Oh, television hypnotizing, hypnotizing chickens, hypnotizing chickens. Oh, television hypnotizing my missing girl boy, my missing girl boy. You'll be my family doctor, you'll be my family doctor. Shotgun, slept through the family holocaust. Clem me out of the back of your neck, clem me out of the back of your neck. Clem me out that woke you up. You dream it wasn't a dream, the dream it wasn't a dream. I'm television hypnotizing my missing girl boy, my missing girl boy. To be my family doctor, to be my family doctor, to be my family doctor. Cut out what's unclean. What is that that don't scream? What is that that don't scream? Yeah, what is that that don't scream?
That was the Flesh Eaters on the Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM, the extra special 2015 Best Of edition. Flesh Eaters, an old group from LA. Their debut record, A Minute to Pray, A Second to Die, is considered by many to be a classic. Considered by myself before a few months ago to be non-existent because I had made the grand mistake of never purchasing it in the past. So a discovery for me of 2015, and yes, I was sorely missing out, I realize. That was the opening track, Digging My Grave. Before that was the Gun Club, a group I've been into sparingly in the past, but finally this year looked to delve in more into their catalog. And, you know, it's hit or miss, but Miami, terrific record, and I played the opening track to that record called Carry Home, which was inspired in large part by the tape from early on this year, I believe February of this year, from a local longtime punk group, Defectors, who on that tape, which is called Black Dreams, cover the Gun Club's Devil in the Woods, which is the track I played. And Devil in the Woods is also on Miami, which is the album that I played from Gun Club with the song Carry Home. Alrighty, next segment that I've got lined up involves 2015 live music for me personally. To start off the next set, Willis Earl Beale came out with another new album this year called Nocturnes, which is solid. It is their lullabies, their slow lullabies. But he played what is undoubtedly the most interesting show that I saw this year. Whether or not it's the best show, I'm not sure. But it was at a small community center in Eugene, Oregon. And he had a CD backing track that was skipping. Eventually he got very upset, started yelling at everybody. And his set that he played ended up all being a cappella. He did about 4 songs and then just started taking cover requests and would do like 2 lines from a song and then stop because he was sick of it or didn't know the rest of the words. Like he was doing Otis Redding's By the Dock of the Bay kind of as a joke, and did 2 lines and just started laughing and said he didn't know the rest of it. That was very bizarre and an interesting experience. Willis Earl Beale has been a minor obsession of mine for the last 4 years or so. And so it was a third time I'd seen him, and it's been something to behold every time. It was somewhat disconcerting, this show, but at the same time, I was glad I was there. So we're going to hear a song, Able to Wait, off of his record, Nocturnes, which just came out back in September, here on The Borough, CITR 101.9.
Stand to the You like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
This has been The Borough on CITR 101.9, the spectacular Best of 2015 edition. I have to say it's a little bit scattered, but you know it is impossible to shove everything in to 1 hour or even 2 hours or 3 hours, and it's impossible to get a grip on everything worthwhile that has come out over the last year. So I've been trying to just hit some bits and pieces for one reason or another. Next week it'll drag on a little bit, so I'll have a Canadian themed best of episode. What we just heard was a three song set based on live experiences of mine over the last year, starting with Willis Earl Beale, which was the most interesting live show I saw. Got into that a little bit. Then Failing and Peace, so two great local groups. Failing played here about a month ago live on Exploding Head Movies back in early November, and it was by far the best live in studio that we've had over the last few months. Not to disregard the other ones we've had, but it was just incredibly high quality, incredibly energetic, and very good. Peace was what we just heard as well before the brief messages. And that is due to the fact that they haven't released music in ages. However, they play shows occasionally, and over the last year or so, they have played the same set every single time, but it's gotten better and better. And typically, I try to remain aloof and act like I'm indifferent, and you know, it's very cool to just be level-headed and not care, you know, whatever, it's just music, man. But Peace is one of the few rock bands that when I see them on a bill, I get genuinely excited to go and see them. And it's an interesting strategy. They haven't released any of their new music, but all the songs they've been playing in this set are songs that are apparently going to be on some sort of new release. So it's the only way you can hear them. And it's a terrific set. Anyhow, to finish things off, again, can't get into everything I enjoyed musically this year. Can't get into any of my good rap picks. I'll just briefly mention that my top mixtape of the year is from Cousin Stiz, a rapper out of Boston. It's called Suffolk County. Check that out. It's very good. Finishing the show can fade out before Jade is on with a little bit of soul with Marching Church, a song called Hungry for Love. Marching Church is the solo project of Elias Ronenfelt of Ice Age. And the album's very good. But mainly, the connection is that the Peace record that I just played is on an album called The World is Too Much With Us, and Marching Church's record from earlier this year, back in March, is called This World is Not Enough. I just couldn't resist. This song's called Hungry for Love. Thank you for listening. A little bit of soul on next.
placeres tristes, amores fríos, delicadezas manipuladoras. Prefiero abrazar el caos, oler sexos descerebrados, besar cuerpos ensangrentados, porque dentro de estos cuerpos todo es eterno, mi amor.